Good morning, everyone. I trust that you are safe and sound. Today's gospel has some more challenging teaching from the Sermon on the Plain. May it inspire us to always choose love and the concerns of others before ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come and worship, all you who love and serve our God, who surrounds us with unfailing love and answers us when we call, who cares for the humble and lowly and never abandons those in need. This is our God, worthy of our worship and praise. The word of God from Psalm 37. Do not fret yourself because of evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong. For they shall soon wither like the grass, and like the green grass fade away. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on its riches. Take delight in the Lord, and he shall give you your heart's desire. Commit your way to the Lord and put your trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. He will make your righteousness as clear as the light and your just dealing as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret yourself over the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes. Refrain from anger. Leave rage alone. Do not fret yourself. It leads only to evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait upon the Lord shall possess the land. In a little while, the wicked shall be no more. You shall search out their place, but they will not be there. But the lowly shall possess the land. They will delight in abundance of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel passage continues Jesus' sermon on the plain. Last week we heard those blessings and woes which seemed at odds with our human understanding about what happiness means. Today, as Jesus continues his revolutionary teaching, it is our human understanding of justice and equity that gets turned upside down. Does this sound fair to you? If someone hates you, be good to them. If someone curses you, bless them. If someone hits you on the side of the face, offer the other. If someone takes your stuff, don't ask for it back. Love your enemies. From a worldly human perspective, they seem absolutely bonkers. What would happen if we put that into action? It goes against our inclinations to do good to those who hate us, curse us, or hurt us. Our human sense of justice is to get even or get revenge. You know, injured in a car, call William Matar, personal injury lawyers. And loving your enemies, seriously? Do any of you have enemies? Maybe I'm in a parish full of secret superheroes. When you're not here at church, some of you are off battling the baddies. That might explain why X keeps disappearing into phone booths and coming out in a spandex suit and cape. And all this time, I thought I was alone in my battle against the Sheriff of Nottingham. However, back to reality. At the end of last year, we lost an amazing Anglican of global renown who had a clear view of what this teaching of Jesus means for us. Writing in 2005, Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, "God's love is too great to be confined to any one side of a conflict or to any one religion." People are shocked when I say that George Bush and Saddam Hussein are brothers, that Yasser Arafat and Ariel Sharon are brothers. But God says, "All are my children." It is shocking, it is radical, but it is true. God's dream is that you and I and all of us will realize that we are family, that we are made for togetherness, for goodness, and for compassion. In God's family, there are no outsiders, no enemies. Black and white, rich and poor, gay and straight, Jew and Arab, Muslim and Christian, Hindu and Buddhist, all belong. When we start to live as brothers and sisters and to recognize our interdependence, we become fully human. Jesus' teaching is shocking, it is radical, and it is true. To some, living according to a law of love, seeing humanity as a family where we are all brothers and sisters, sounds like soft, wimpy, hokum, hogwash, or horse feathers. But it's not, is it? For all of us who seek to live according to the law of love, it is hard. It takes courage and commitment. Remembering that every human being is made in the image of God, even the baddies, is easier said than done. That's why the gospel reading today is challenging and seems at odds with our natural human instincts, our worldly sense of justice and equity. The easy option is not to love. The easy option is to hate our enemies. The easy option is hit back, curse back, snatch back, get payback. But the trouble is that the easy option does not help anyone in the long run. As Mahatma Gandhi famously put it, "An eye for an eye and the world turns blind." Violence only leads to more violence until someone or something surrenders, is defeated or destroyed. Love forgives, love blesses, love gives, love redeems, love changes lives for the better. Love grows when you give it away until someone or something finds contentment, is fulfilled or reborn. In the teachings of Jesus, if we look carefully, we can see why we might find his words at odds with our human understanding and our natural inclinations. But we can also see how we can try and overcome these challenges and embrace the path of love. In this passage, Jesus said, "Do good to, bless those, pray for, give to. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Don't judge, do not condemn, forgive." Do you see? There is a clear shift in the center of gravity from the self to the other. It's not all about me, myself, and I. It's not all about our worldly sense of justice and equity. That's why these teachings feel at odds with our human understanding. Because whether we want to admit it or not, as imperfect human beings, we usually think of ourselves, our wants, our feelings, our stuff first. Jesus' teaching is shocking, and it is radical, and it is challenging because he seems to turn this upside down. As Tutu said, we are made for togetherness, for goodness, and for compassion. That means we need to be less self-centered and more centered on others. Remember the summary of the law? Love God and love yourself as your neighbor. Oops, yourself comes after your neighbor, maybe for a reason. And notice the order of the words at the end of the passage. The other comes first. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, and you will not be condemned. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. And so it goes on. Friends, to embrace the path of love, we need to always strive to shift our focus from ourselves to others. It is not easy. We cannot do it in our own strength, but we can through the grace and steadfast love of God. Just imagine a world where everybody looked out for everybody else. Just imagine a world where people wanted everyone else to be contented, fulfilled, and reborn. Just imagine a world where there was no judgment and condemnation. To me, that sounds a little bit like heaven. Love forgives, love blesses, love gives, love redeems, love changes lives for the better. God is love. May God give us the courage and commitment to always choose love. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promise through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. Strengthen Todd, our bishop, and all your church in the service of Christ, that those who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless and guide Elizabeth, our queen, in her 70th year of service. Give wisdom to all in authority, and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that we may honor one another and seek the common good. We pray for the peace and security of Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give grace to us, our families and friends, and to all our neighbors, that we may serve Christ in one another and love as he loves us. during these testing times, help us to be kind and to treat others as we would wish them to treat us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Pam, Rick, Jamie, Angie, Rudy, Andrew, Carol, Paula, Peter and family, Elizabeth, Jane, Robert, John and their families, Bonnie, Anne, and those only known to you as well as those on our long-term prayer list. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us as we remember those who have died in the faith of Christ and those whose faith is known to you alone. According to your promises, grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Rejoicing in the fellowship of St. Matthias and all your saints, we commend ourselves and the whole creation to your unfailing love. Amen. God of mercy, keep before us the love you have revealed in your Son, who prayed even for his enemies. In our words and actions, help us to follow his example, so that we may transform hatred into love and selfishness into generosity. Through Jesus Christ, our great reward. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this day and always. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.